This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Daylight time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodden.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Ahaya!
All right, welcome back. It's your sports bros, Rob and Suk. What's up? Hope you're having a nice little Thursday.
Sada.
I'm Rob, otherwise known as Asachi. Big Suk right over there.
Yeah, right here.
Big Suk has his pub beer helmet today.
I was wearing it earlier, but it's a little small, so it's not the most comfortable thing. I'll put it back on for the club. And maybe, do I have to have bowl straws in each beer in order to work properly? Because it wasn't...
That's a good question.
I was trying to work on a one straw
basis.
I'm thinking
you do.
Because I had a one-er going there, and it just wasn't the best delivery system that I had going on. So I had to punt on that and just take the pub beer out and enjoy it on its own.
I mean, I'm looking at reviews online, and it seems like it's more of a novelty than actually a successful, just the helmet in general. It's not very successful delivery device of beer.
I think it's more, it's an aesthetic sort of thing. It says a certain thing, like, you know, hey, I'm here to party, but I also want to be safe as well. You know, maybe in a, you know, some sort of a construction type zone. You know, hey, helmets are important. Safety first.
Coming up tonight in the club, we will get to the top 20 landmarks in Oregon.
Yeah.
And how many we've seen.
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of scrolling through. There's a handful of these I have not been to.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've lived here my whole life, basically.
Also, the Hell's Angels have released a statement.
Oh.
And I think that's funny in and of itself.
We are not criminals.
The Hell's Angels have a PR person.
Yeah. That's a whole
it's
thing.
It's just kind of funny.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah. Have you seen why they released a statement?
I got a rough idea what this is entailing. Is this the apartment thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, by the way, the amount of... I know it's election season, and we're not going to get political necessarily, but oh my God. The amount of stupid people that we have that... it's
what do you
just,
mean?
It's just shocking. I just...
is it... You're still shocked by this?
I guess. I don't know.
So here's the story.
It breaks me.
And we'll get to it in the club. But the story is that there is, in Aurora, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver.
It's where I lived.
There is a Venezuelan gang that has overtaken the town. And so then the report was that the Hell's Angels were riding in on their angelic motorbikes to... confront and take down the Venezuelan gang. Am I saying that right? Anyway, the Hell's Angels had to release a statement saying that's absurd. And I can't believe they had to release that statement, but I just think it's funny that they have a PR person.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to be their PR person.
Well, I mean, it is a big organization.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. So we'll talk about that in the club. I just am in love with that story on a lot of different levels. Now, this hour, Lamar Jackson says that they would have beaten the Chiefs in the playoffs if we will get to that.
Okay.
And which quarterback will be benched first? I have the odds.
Oh, I like this.
So the NFL season gets underway here in about 30 minutes. So we're going to talk some NFL this hour.
Yeah, it got delayed. I don't know if it was
Was there a storm or something?
Yeah, there were some thunderstorms. I'm assuming that's why, because it got bumped back. What are you, like 540, 545?
Yeah, 20 minutes. The Doppler showed, like, I mean, whatever the heaviest color of rain was, like directly over Arrowhead Stadium for a good
Isn't
hour
that
or so.
Red?
Yeah, I think red.
Is that red or black, usually? Yeah.
Black.
But I will tell you the most important thing, Taylor Swift.
She's there.
She's there in a lot of denim.
Could you mix in a black?
And leather thigh highs.
Yeah.
And she helped Travis Kelce draw plays this offseason. So there you go.
They're breaking up on the 28th, though.
Why?
You didn't see it. Yeah, there's
the
leaked press release.
I didn't see that.
We'll talk about
it.
I'm
over the Kelce's.
It's stupid.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is, but I can't wait to hear all about it.
It's not any dumber than the fake Venezuelan gang.
All right. Calm down. Focus. Everybody calm down.
For God's sakes, I'm going to put my beer helmet back on.
It's time now for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victoricos.com.
Number five.
Out of the guaranteed to regret this department.
Ooh, I love it.
I give you the San Francisco Giants locking up third baseman Matt Chapman.
Hey, dude, bet on himself, and he got paid.
6 years, $151 million?
You betcha.
God.
Yep.
Well, it's a stunning turnaround because last season he sat on the free agent market.
No one wanted him.
Well, he was terrible. I mean, he's a good glove. He's always been a good glove.
Yeah, he's multiple time gold glover.
But he could not hit. And now this year, pretty good. His numbers aren't great, but they're saying that his WAR, wins above replacement, ranks ninth.
Yeah, he's hitting .247 with 22 home runs and 69 RBI, which, by the way, in that lineup is great, and that got him.
I'm sorry,
$150 million.
That is dumb.
He made one All-Star team, and
his numbers again? .247.
This year he's hitting .247. He's 22. Got 22 and 69.
And he got $150 million for that?
Yes. Yes.
Get out of here.
No.
Get out of here right
now.
By the
way,
leave.
His career average,
it's 220.
Well, 241.
Oh.
So he's hitting 247.
Better than I thought.
And his 162 game average is 29 home runs and 80 RBI. He's basically having the same season he's been having his whole career.
Weird.
But no one's ever given $151 million before, but they're doing it now.
Alex Morgan officially retires from footy. She is 35 and pregnant with her second child. Yeah. Says she will play one final game on Sunday. Of course, Morgan is a former Portland Thorn.
Yes.
And she is fifth all-time in goals for the U.S. women's national team.
Yeah, but we hate her because she forced her way out of Portland.
I don't hate her. As a matter of fact, I love her.
You're supposed to hate her.
I told her once I loved her on the air. Do you remember that?
Was that her?
Yeah, we had her on. And,
I remember you telling a female soccer player that, but...
Well, we had her on, and right as she hung up, I cowardly said, love you.
Love you. She probably wanted you.
I think she probably did,
I don't think so.
We'll never know.
Well, now she's got kids.
Yeah, I don't know who her husband is.
I think she moved across country because she wanted to be closer to him. I think he might be
a soccer guy?
Player, too.
Yeah, soccer guy or hockey guy or...
Something like that.
Maybe a...
couple of hots having athletic kids.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do I have for you here? New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Is pitching the 76ers on a move from Philly to Camden. And the report is that Philadelphia is interested.
Really?
Well, the team is interested, not the city.
It's a little weird, but New York plays in Jersey.
Yeah, the situation here is that apparently the Sixers are having trouble getting a new downtown arena. Mm-hmm. So here comes the Garden State, and they are offering $400 million in tax credits towards a new arena and also a mixed-use development, which is always big for franchises so they can make even more money than they already do.
Yeah.
Now, the geography lesson here is that Camden is right across the river from Philly.
Yeah.
It's much like Portland and Vancouver.
Yeah.
And the Sixers are already headquartered there. Mm. So there is some thought that the Sixers are going to, particularly with the tax credits, they will be entertaining this offer.
It would be strange to have the Philadelphia 76ers not in Philadelphia or even in Pennsylvania.
And then do the Philly fans revolt or do they stick with them?
Well, like I said, the New York Giants and the New York Jets don't play in New York. They're in Jersey. So, I mean, could the Portland Trailblazers build a new arena in Vancouver?
Yeah, this sounds like the most Blazers thing ever. Let's save some money. Let's go to Vancouver.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
No state income tax.
But if the Blazers moved to Vancouver, I don't think they would lose fans, do you?
No.
No, there might be
some. Not a one.
I don't know, man. Some of those Oregon people with the Oregon 503 tattoos, they might get a little... They might get a little butthurt.
Andrew Nemec. Couple Oregonians.
Oh, I get people that get mad at me all the time. They're like, you're not from Oregon. I'm like, I've lived in
That's
Oregon
right.
for many years,
That's
and
right,
I spent all... You're not an Oregonian! You get it all the time.
You're an idiot, Sue.
Yeah.
No college football tonight as they clear the deck for the NFL. Only one pennant race within four games with a little over 3 weeks left in the season. That would be the O's leading the Yankees by a half game in the AL East. The NL wildcard race, Padres and Diamondbacks are in good position, but that third spot is a battle between your Mets and the Braves.
Half a game.
And then we have.
Who would have thought that, like, at the beginning of this year, that the Mets would be vying half a game with the Braves for the last spot?
We also have the Astros being swept today, losing to Cincinnati, and the Mariners won.
Yeah, so, what, 4.5 now, right?
6-4 in Oakland. So now the lead is 4.5 in the AOS. Don't look now, but there's hope. The O's do not play tonight. Neither do the Yankees. I was mentioning the Mets and Braves. Right now, the Braves and Rockies are tied 1-1 in the fourth, and the Mets are off until tomorrow.
Yeah.
And number one, another NFL season is kicking off here in about 30 minutes or so. Super Bowl champion Chiefs raising a championship banner before hosting your Baltimore Ravens. The NFL is playing in Brazil tomorrow, Packers and Eagles. The league has never played more than 5 international games in a season, but next year, Roger Goodell says there will be 7. We don't know yet where they're going. They're going to be back in Mexico City. They will almost certainly be in London and Germany, but they could add a game in Australia, Dublin, and or Paris.
Huh. Boy, that Australia is a kick in the gonads.
Yeah, it's a long one.
That is a long trip.
It's like a 20-hour flight.
The Ireland one makes sense, though. I mean, you play college football over there every year, and, you know, Paris is pretty cool.
So the Hot 5 at 5 is brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. All right, Lamar Jackson says they would have beaten the Chiefs in the playoffs were it not for what?
Oh.
That's next on The Fan. Well, the NFL is here. That's the Bigfoot noise. Do you remember old Tim Peeler?
I remember Tim Peeler. I'm only interested in gay Bigfoot. I'm not interested.
I'm gay.
I'm not interested in regular Bigfoot.
Well, we've got the Ravens Chiefs tonight. A little bit delayed, but they're going to kick it off in about 20 minutes.
Can we watch that on our stupid TV here?
Or? Yeah, I got it on.
Do you?
And by the way, they were showing the Chiefs warming up. Is it me or the Chiefs unis a little brighter red, almost pinkish? Or that maybe that's my TV. I don't know. But
your tint may be off?
Yeah, I don't know. It just looks, they look more crisp.
I saw that Creed Humphreys, who's the center for the Chiefs, I believe now the richest center in NFL history. You know, the whole, walk to the stadium has become like a fashion thing now.
Yeah.
He wore shorts. And then a T-shirt, a black T-shirt that said, this is my shirt for the Ravens game.
That is such an offensive lineman thing to do.
It really is. And I thought it was fantastic.
I am convinced that every offensive lineman is the same person. You guys are all the same.
You're not wrong. I mean, occasionally there's an outlier. There's some O linemen now that are very bro-y. And there's always like the one guy that's super bro-y. And the rest of us make fun of him. But he's part of the group. But you know, it takes a certain type. You got a lot of fat kid aggression.
Yeah,
you got a lot of weird stuff from when you were growing up, and you know, it's all part of it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, just everyone's wearing like all their fancy stuff, and he just rocked in with that.
I like it.
I hope that whoever they play next, I hope he's just wearing a shirt that says, "This is my shirt for the Chargers game."
Well, the Ravens are saying that they're going to win the Super Bowl this year because they win it every 12 years. So they won in 2000.
This is
and
like
then
this,
they won in 2012.
It's like when Dirt does this stupid even odd year thing for the Giants.
Well, guess what? It's now 2024. And by my count, that's 12 years.
Well, I do like the Ravens because I can't pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl because no team three-peats and just it doesn't happen. And if you're
Well, it hasn't happened.
It hasn't.
Doesn't mean it can happen.
Doesn't mean it can't.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Or that's what I said, but it didn't sound like it.
Oh, okay.
I promise you, that's what I was thinking.
I knew what you were thinking. Yeah. I'm just not. Look, if you're asking me to bet on something that has never happened, I'm going to go ahead and say no. And if you're not saying the Chiefs, I thought the Ravens last year were the best team in football. And I still can't believe they lost that game. Shocking that they blew that thing with the worst game plan of all time. And if Zay Flowers just doesn't fumble, they should have won that game. So The offensive line scares me a bit for Baltimore, but it's the best collection of weapons that they've had. It's another year with Lamar having some security under his belt. I think that's a good pick. I think my other one, but like is Cincinnati. I mean, that division. And I think this way about the NFC too. Like, if you're not picking the Niners, who are the best team, I think it's the Packers and the Lions, and they're both in the same division. I would say the same thing about Baltimore and Cincinnati.
Well, Lamar Jackson, I don't know who he told this to. Washington Post. Mm-hmm. He said that the loss to the Chiefs in the AFC title game should be blamed on his legs getting worn down from a long season.
Oh.
He said that after a summer practice that his legs were fresh and that if he had felt the same way at the end of the postseason, the Ravens would have beaten the Chiefs because his running ability would have been too much for their defense.
By the way, I don't think that's a silly thing, but this is the problem that we have with running quarterbacks. And we always have this problem. You look great for a period of time, but hits are an accumulative thing. They build up. And though he said he lost weight this year because he wanted to be faster, but losing weight, I would think, would kind of beat you up even more.
So here's his quote. He said, how I'm feeling right now, I wish I was feeling like this body-wise in the AFC Championship. We would have won the game. I would have been able to move around for my guys. With me just hurting and can't move, I know if my legs were good, we would have won that S.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have even had to throw the ball. F throwing the ball.
Mm. Interesting.
That's his quote.
Well,
and of course, a lot of people are taking that and spinning that into, well, this is proof that you can't throw.
Yeah.
Because people like to run with that.
Well, the problem with it is he can throw the ball, but what makes Lamar special is his ability with his legs, because he's not a great thrower of the football. So in that Kansas City game, he was 20 of 37. It's 54%. He had one touchdown and one interception. That's not phenomenal. Just not.
He wasn't great.
He wasn't great. He had a quarterback rating of 75. So... And he
seemed rattled.
Yes.
And it seemed forced.
And he had 8 carries for 54 yards. Now, the previous week against Houston, remember that was a close game of the half and then they blew it open. He was 16 of 22, 2 touchdowns, no picks, but he had 11 carries for 100 yards. So, there's a little bit of that, like, well, I mean,
And let me ask you something.
Go for it.
You being the football guy, and call me off the ball here if I need a yellow flag.
Sure.
Throw it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get it. These guys are all banged up. Yeah. Obviously, that's understandable.
Season's long.
But for other injuries, mm-hmm. they go into the stupid tent and they shoot them up and they don't feel a damn thing and they go play and they deal with the consequences later.
Sure.
Is it weird that Lamar is saying that he physically could not run? I mean, that sounds like an excuse to me, because you can run.
Yeah, and he did.
It's just a matter of, well, you said 8 times. I'm sure they would have liked him to run more.
I mean, he averaged almost 7 yards a carry.
But it sounds to me like that's a little bit of a cop-out.
Yeah. I think what he's talking about, because I understand where you're going. First off, the notion that, you're all... People take painkillers, people take anti-inflammatories, the Toradol shots. Like, that's just, look, if narcotics and NSAIDs didn't exist, the NFL wouldn't exist. It's just an ugly secret. Everyone's dealing with something. And you go through the entire camp, you play your preseason games, 17 regular season games, playoffs. There is no one that is healthy. There just isn't anyone. And so I think what he's talking about more so, it's not like, okay, if I've got an MCL sprain, right? My knee's a little banged up. Okay, I could put a brace on it. I drug myself up a little bit. But when you are dealing with the wear and tear of a season and the amount of hits that he takes and running around, it's not even so much a injury as it is you just have too much wear on your tires. And at the end of the year, you just get beat up. And we see this all the time, which again goes back to my point of, as much as I love Lamar Jackson, and it's the dual threat quarterback has always been something in the NFL that we love. We fall in love with it, because when you can have a quarterback that runs, it changes the way you play defense against him. But what we have never really seen, with the exception of that one year that Jalen Hurts did it and they lost in the Super Bowl, but it wasn't because of him. And Hurts is a freak. Like, he's built like a tank. Cam Newton was built like this too. It's one thing to be healthy in weeks 5, 6 and 7. It's a whole other thing to be healthy at the end of the year.
Okay, so I think I maybe I just misinterpreted what he's saying.
Yeah, he's not saying it's an individual thing.
Well, he's saying it's not that he can't run.
Yeah.
It's that when he runs, he's not the same.
Yes.
Okay.
And we see this all the time. Like running backs receive, like guys just get beat up and worn down. And it's why the idea of putting more football, I don't love it. Because so much of who wins a Super Bowl, who wins a playoff game, is just a matter of who stays healthy. And I understand that's part of the game, but I think extending it, all it's going to do is beat guys up more and more. And like the Chiefs, the year they lost to the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl, obviously Tampa Bay beat their ass. But again, that was largely because both of your tackles were hurt. You get to the end of the year and the healthier team and the team with the freshest legs is usually the one that goes on. And this is going to be something that Lamar will continue to have problems with and every running quarterback will have problems with. Unless you can stand in the pocket and throw the football, you are always going to struggle because at the end of the year, you are not the same player. And this goes for running backs, too. This goes for Christian McCaffrey. Goes for any of these guys. If you're a high-use player in the NFL and you get to week 17 into the postseason, you are, I'm guessing, on average, you are 25% less effective and explosive than you were in weeks 1 through 4.
That still doesn't quite answer, like, the game plan thing. Like,
it's the dumbest thing it's the most inexcusable thing to me that I've ever heard in my entire life.
But it sounds like Lamar is saying, well, I just wasn't the same running the ball. But that doesn't explain.
They didn't run with their backs.
Well, no, but it doesn't explain. Like, I would still take 50% Lamar Jackson running than not running.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get that he wasn't the same, but that doesn't mean you still shouldn't try your game plan.
Unless Lamar Jackson came to me and flat out said, I cannot do this.
Right.
I am telling him, hey, we're still going to pick our spots. And despite that, I want this, it's still the most mind-numbing thing. And how someone's head didn't roll over this, and they've never given an explanation for it. The number one rushing team in the NFL, the bullies of the block, Gus Edwards had 3 carries, Justice Hill had 3 carries. Your 2 backs on the number one rushing team had 6 carries in the most important game of their lives. 6. I'm sorry. That is embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing.
So maybe it was, you know, Lamar running 8 times wasn't that
abnormal. A lot of those were scrambles, though, too. They're not designed. Yeah, around, so.
Right. Well, how many times does he run anyway? Like last season, like peak Lamar Jackson, how many times are they?
You're probably getting anywhere from 4 to 5 design runs a game.
Yeah, so not that many.
Not that
many. So it really is more about, it's less about Lamar's legs and more about just why the hell you didn't run the ball with your backs.
Yeah. And the best part Lamar is that when things go south and the play doesn't work, you have the ultimate weapon of, hey, man, take off and run. I think that's kind of what he's alluding to is...
He couldn't. He didn't feel like he could.
He didn't feel like when stuff broke down, he didn't feel like he could take off. Remember, getting around the corner and avoiding those guys, I mean, there's heat-seeking missiles out there, and you know that if you're not feeling well and your legs are tight and you just don't feel explosive...
You're going to get drilled.
Yeah, and it's probably one of those things that in the back...
And you want to stay in the game.
You want to stay in the game.
I get it. All right, well, anyway, forget that. They lost. Fast forward to tonight, I'm watching the pregame ceremony here, the national anthem. And by the way, yes, the Chiefs uniforms look highlighter pink to me.
Hmm.
And they do on your TV, too.
Okay.
Also, Travis Kelce has aged 30 years year.
He's got a weird haircut mustache thing.
What's going on with him?
I think he may have dyed his hair, too.
Looks old.
It's weird.
The stash.
Maybe the stash.
It ages you.
I got to tell you, I think that would be a main reason why I don't know about... I mean, like, Kansas City returns basically their entire defense.
Yeah.
Which was number 2 in scoring last year behind Baltimore. And they were young. I mean, that is just... And Mahomes and Reed, it's like, damn, that... How do you beat them? So I'm inclined to say they could three-peat and will three-peat, but the Travis Kelce thing worries me. Like, that guy...
He did not look good.
No, and he's not... Father time is catching up to him, and if they don't have him peak Travis, well, they already don't have him peak Travis, but yeah. Travis, but if he slips even further this year, I think that's a real problem for
Well, and remember,
Mahomes.
And one of the big things that he did is come the postseason, he got on some Toradol or whatever the hell he was on. He got on some of that T-Swizzle, and it looked like the Travis Kelce of old. But I do think that when you look at this offense, I'm not certain what Kelce will bring to the table, because when you fall off in the NFL, sometimes you fall off hard. But you got another year of Rashee Rice, who was kind of broke out in the second half of the season. You got Hollywood Brown, if he can stay healthy. And then you went out and spent your first-round pick on Xavier Worthy. So at least there's some – I mean, it's not proven out there right now necessarily, but you got some – Oh, and you re-signed Juju Smith-Schuster, who was good for you.
So, I like all of that.
Yeah,
but Kelce is a different animal.
He is a different animal. He makes the offense go.
Yep, he is the guy.
Yeah,
and he was even the guy when Tyreek Hill was there.
Yeah,
so that's a big one.
Well, and keep an eye too, because Juwan Taylor was not very good last year, and then they've got the Kingsley guy, the BYU tackle. They've got a rookie starting out there at left tackle. So. I don't know. Keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on what you're dealing with here, because as we mentioned in the Super Bowl, their downfall was tackle play, and you're relying on a rookie and someone that I don't know isn't necessarily a dominant force out there. So keep an eye on that.
Well, they're getting underway in about 10 minutes. Most of us who dislike dry humping and for that reason don't watch preseason football. Get to see the new kickoffs tonight. That I'm excited about that.
I don't think you should be.
Why not? Because you like dry humping and you've seen the
love. I love it. Come on, BYU guy.
So what is your impression of the new kickoff?
I think that the very first time that someone breaks one, even for like a 15-yard gain, the rest of the kicks are going right into the end zone.
And then where do they get it?
30.
Okay.
Almost all the data right now from the preseason and all the XFL crap or the UFL, wherever they got this crap from, remember the combined leagues now, the average starting spot is somewhere between like the 24 and the 27, right? Like, that's just the way it is. So if you feel at all like you're, and almost never, by the way, like it pinning someone inside like the 20, it's pretty rare. At least that's what the numbers have shown so far. So the first time someone has any sort of success taking one, why is the special teams coach, wouldn't I just turn to my kicker and be like, hey, dumbass, that thing goes 9 yards deep into the end zone every time. And then you sacrifice, I don't know, 3 extra yards instead of putting the ball on the 27, you're putting on the 30. So I honestly think that this is going to be a bit of a nothing burger. I may be wrong, but that's my prediction.
All right. There's Chad Henne. How about that? Raising the Super Bowl. See what I mean about the unis?
What?
You watching?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's just like
it does feel
they're like highlighter pink.
It does feel like the red is a bit off. And it's on both of the TVs, so
I think Nike just kind of spiced them up a little bit.
It's possible.
Yeah, Chad Henne raising the Super Bowl trophy.
What?
Kind of funny.
That's kind of
Well, I think he retired, didn't he?
Yeah, but Chad Henne.
Well, he's integral part of the team.
Is he?
There's a short list, I'm sure, of guys that are no longer on the team that they would be willing to bring back. Like, that aren't in the game right now,
Well, it's just, I don't know. Of all the people that I could have raising my banner, Chad Henne?
Well, they had the offensive tackle from the year before, so it's kind of random guys is what it looks like.
There's the banner. Look at that. Look at that. It says right on there, Super Bowl champions.
Super Bowl champs.
How about that?
They won a couple of those.
You saw that coming.
Hey, there's Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth.
Hey, Chris is looking old.
Some fireworks.
Ah, that's a good tip. He looks like Mr. Fantastic. Looks like the Fantastic Four. You got the little gray tips there. It looks good.
Well, his son took all the energy out of him.
As long as his stupid kid's not there.
Oh, no, he was down on the field.
Oh,
no, he's in, they're in Brazil.
Oh.
So he's there with, Tony Dungy and, who's the old Patriots guy? Rodney Harrison. And Collinsworth's kid are all in Brazil for the game tomorrow.
Boy, I don't want to say that I hate anyone, because that's, you try not to
Now,
hate.
Why would you say this? Need to say this?
No, I'm just saying.
Why do you need to say
this? He is my least favorite media personality going right now.
Chris Collinsworth?
No, I love Chris Collinsworth. His stupid kid.
Jack Collinsworth.
Dude, that...
I think Chris looks good.
Yeah, I like Chris.
Chris fine.
Maybe he got those teeth whitened a little bit. Perhaps those are even Sal Pal veneers?
Some veneers.
He looks great.
I'm just telling you, it's unbelievable to me that Chris Collinsworth had enough juice where he said, hey, you're going to create a position. Literally going to make up a position.
How do you know that?
Why else would you hire? There wasn't a spot.
How do you know that?
Chris Collinsworth in his contract was like, hey, just so you know, part of my contract, you're going to hire my wiener kid. That is no different than someone who owns a plumbing company and his dumbass kid gets made up a VP of like interracial the dynamics inside the office. And they're like,
hey, that's my time.
He's the VP.
Yeah, Mike Golic did it for Mike Golic Jr. at ESPN, too.
Yes.
Stupid.
But at least he just...
Now, Mike Golic Jr. is in the same category for me as
Jack. I understand, but at least he's doing a job that was there before. He's just radio hosted. I don't know what Collinsworth kid does.
He's the host.
No, he's not.
He's like an on-field guy.
Exactly. They made up a spot for Collinsworth's kid.
God, he's not good. You know what you are?
What?
Do you know what you are?
Yeah.
You're a hater.
I'm a hater?
That's what you are. You're a hater, and you're making stuff up.
I'm not making
stuff
up.
You have no idea.
I have an idea.
You have no clue.
So I said I'm stopping short of hating. I just said... He's my least favorite media personality.
There's so many that could do the job as good as him.
Which QB1 will be benched first? The odds. Next. And I, by the way, I have a long shot on this list that I love.
Ooh. All right. I love good long shots.
28-1.
Tasty. It's like my Derrick Henry for MVP odds.
So we'll get to that. Next, first, Schulte with SportsCenter. Coco Jones.
Coco Jones.
Do you know who that is?
No. Should I know who Coco Jones is?
That's who is singing the national anthem there tonight.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I kind of like what she's got going on. She's got a Jennifer Hudson thing going for her.
It's exactly what I thought. I looked at her and I went, is that...
Well, you know
is that Jennifer Hudson?
I've got kind of a thing for Jennifer Hudson. And so at first glance, I was like, man, Jennifer Hudson looking good.
It is not Jennifer Hudson. It's a better looking younger Coco Jones.
Okay.
And she's belting it out right now as they do the flyover.
Both are gorgeous.
Yes. I think that's fair.
You are right, dude. These Chiefs jerseys do appear to have a pink hue to them.
Yeah.
Almost like a fuchsia. They do not seem to be... Like, look, Mahomes' headband seems like it's Chiefs
there
red.
There you go.
These do have a...
They're like highlighters.
Yeah, there's a tint.
Of course, Melissa Stark is in real pink.
Yeah, and you can see the difference. It's not full-on pink, but there's a hue. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Didn't she get fired?
Melissa Stark?
Yeah.
Well, she's back. I don't know. What'd she get fired for?
Maybe I'm conflating her with...
Did she do something to...
Who's the other hot blonde? She just got turfed by ESPN. Her and Robert Griffin.
Says no. April 4, 2024, it was announced NFL Network were making staff cuts. Stark, along with three former NFL Network employees. Yeah, so she got she got chopped from the NFL Network.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now she's on Peacock.
Yeah.
She is on Peacock.
Yeah, she got canned. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Swoops.
Oh no, Ponder. I'm thinking of Samantha Ponder.
Oh, she got laid off too.
Well, I know. That's why I said that.
Lots of people get fired.
Everybody getting fired.
Yeah. I think Cheryl Swoop got... Did you see Cheryl Swoops got fired because she hates Caitlin Clark?
Why would she hate Caitlin Clark?
I don't... All the old NBA heads or WNBA heads, they hate Caitlin Clark. I don't think they like her because, one, she's white and...
Caitlin Clark is white!
I think they resent the coverage of Caitlin Clark.
Well, they just think... Yeah, they think... Yeah. And that's, you know, I think that's so stupid.
It is so dumb.
They need to shove it.
Yeah. There's
Caitlin Clark's doing a lot for their sport.
Oh, yeah. Someone recently, it was one of the WNBA talking heads, was like, they call her the savior of this league. This league doesn't need saving. And I'm like,
really?
Yes, it does. You have never made a dime in 20 years. Not a single dime. And this gal, white, black, or other, or, you know, whatever you think of her, she showed up and everyone started paying attention. Everybody. And she got you private planes. The league's never been in a better spot. So even if you think it's unfair that she gets more attention, you still get paid more. Your game gets covered more. Why does everyone hate her? So I guess Cheryl Swoops has like a personal vendetta against her. And so they took her off a couple of the Clark broadcasts and Stephen A. Smith started yelling at her. It was a whole thing. So I guess she can't stand Caitlin Clark.
Well, yeah, her and Nancy Lieberman have had like a very public war of words.
Nancy Lieberman, I guess, is really good friends with Cheryl Swoops, and Nancy Lieberman says that their friendship is suspended now because of Cheryl Swoops' treatment.
Well, also because Nancy tried to call her. I don't know if it was a couple months ago or a few months ago, but she said, "Hey, this isn't actually really correct." Yeah. Like, I think Cheryl Swoops had tried to make the point that Caitlin Clark had an extra year of COVID to break the scoring record of the NCAA.
Cheryl Swoops actually said the only reason Caitlin Clark is the all-time scorer is that she stayed like an extra year because of COVID, and she shot the ball 40 times a game.
Which is literally not true.
Neither one of those things. She shot the ball 22 times a game and played four years.
And Nancy Lieberman called her to correct her, and Cheryl Swoops. Yeah. Silence since then. That's kind of sad.
And then Swoops, on her little podcast, talked about how the Indiana Fever are on a great run. And she talked about all of the great things happening with the Indiana Fever. And at no point during the conversation did she mention Caitlin Clark's name. And then when someone said something, she goes, "Well, a lot of those other girls deserves attention too, and I will talk about who I want to when I want to."
Well, are any of those other girls hitting shots from the logo?
So it's
is there any more to this story that I could not care any less about?
Nah, probably not.
Okay, thanks.
So anyway, Cheryl Swoops hates Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
Caitlin Clark is white.
That is such a great
It's amazing.
Drop. I think we have that in there.
Yeah,
Schultz,
we do.
Do you have that? I don't know where it is. I can't find it on my board. I was looking for it, but Caitlin Clark is white.
By the way, did you see the kickoff?
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, I didn't. Yeah. I was listening to you blabble about some stupid WNBA story. What happened?
He kicked it into the end zone.
Oh. So they got it at the 30?
Yeah. So I just, I'm not saying that I'm right, but I'm kind of right.
Big Sook is right.
Big Sook is white.
Caitlin Clark is white.
Yes. God, that is such a great
clip. I
love
that there's a race war going on in the WNBA right now.
What a joke.
It's so dumb.
Okay, first non-rookie QB benched. Okay, I've got the odds here.
All right, let's go.
This is, of course, the NFL. I'm not talking about the CFL or the UFL. It's the NFL.
The UFL is not playing.
So here are the odds. Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The odds on favorite is Russell Wilson at 3-1.
He might not even start. He's got a calf problem.
Well, that wouldn't count then.
No.
He'd come off the board.
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett is next at 7-2. So that's 3.5-1.
He's the favorite. He should be.
Gardner Minshew, 4-1. He's in Vegas.
O'Connell sucks.
Exactly. I don't like that bet.
I don't like that at all.
Will Levis, 9-1. That's a pretty good bet. Who's their backup?
It's not a good bet.
Mason Rudolph?
It's not a good bet. Exactly. You're going to
You're
Mason
right, because
Rudolph.
I think they're sticking with...
Yeah.
They're throwing Levis out there going, let's see what this guy's got. It's not a year where the Titans are expecting to win a bunch of games.
Tennessee is my sneaky pick to be the worst team in the NFL. But even if they are the worst team in the NFL, you're still finding out what you have in Levis.
Okay.
Because you sure as hell know what you have in Mason Rudolph.
That's fair. Daniel Jones, 10-1.
And that's just because if they just decide that, this is... It would have to get so bad to go to Drew Lock.
Geno Smith, 10-1.
Oh, for God's sakes. Why do people hate on Geno? Geno's good.
Because he's Geno.
He's good. Geno's good.
He's not good.
He is.
No, he's not.
Geno's going to Geno's going to have a big old S-burger for a lot of people this year. That offense is going to be good. Mark my words.
Well, you may be right. But
Caitlin Clark throws a good football.
I would bet. That's not a bad bet, 10-1, Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield and Bryce Young, 12-1. And then let's go all the way down to 28-1.
Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling.
So I'm going past Deshaun Watson,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, Deshaun Watson, 14-1, which is a bad bet because he makes so much money, they're not going to bench his ass.
I wouldn't think so. I mean...
I heard someone say today...
At some point, he has to be good, right?
No. No, he doesn't.
You
at all.
You don't go from being like 24 and one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL to just now 28 and you suck.
I heard someone say today, and I thought it was brilliant. They said, let's see if I can get this right. They said, somehow the Browns have managed to pay their quarterback more than any other quarterback in the league, and yet they are just a quarterback away from winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is an accurate statement at the same time.
That is a great
mind blown.
That is a great way to describe Cleveland. It's like somehow the Browns are the only team in the world that could do that. They could pay their quarterback the highest salary in the league.
Yeah.
Which at one time, but he's not.
It's been surpassed.
But guaranteed
now.
Money.
Yeah.
And still be, and then have everything else done right and have no quarterback.
It really is.
It's fascinating.
It's amazing. And that's why I just keep saying, if you want value, take Cleveland. They were the number one defense in the NFL last year. They got talent across the board. If he doesn't have to be like Deshaun Watson, like peak Deshaun Watson from the Houston Texans, he just can't be this Deshaun Watson. And Cleveland's a Super Bowl team. But like, I can't figure it out. Is the massage parlor thing, is it that big of a deal? Is it just, is his head melted that everyone hates him and that he's a perv?
Well, maybe he had too long of a layoff or something. I don't know.
But he's back now. He's had several years.
Okay, Brock Purdy is on this list at 20-1.
Really?
Yeah.
They're going to bench Brock Purdy for, and by the way, did you see recently today?
Josh Dobbs.
No, they actually said it's not Dobbs. They're going with Brandon Allen's going to be the backup.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They just announced it today.
Yeah, I don't know why Purdy's at 20-1.
That's the dumbest. Like, you're just giving away your money.
But down there at 28-1. So Kyler Murray's 25-1. I think he's good. Why would Arizona bench him?
So you think they're going to bench their franchise quarterback that they're paying $40+ million to for Clayton Tune? I mean, it's like, these are just like, this is nonsensical. Like, some of them make, obviously, like the Jacoby Brissett or even the you know, Gardner Minshew, like, that's fine. But the idea of benching Brock Purdy for Brandon Allen, I mean,
well, and the odds just seem odd off there.
Yeah.
At 20-1. That should be down there with, like,
it should be like 1,000.
Jared Goff is 66-1.
Yes.
I mean, the worst on the list is obviously Mahomes.
Yeah.
And he's at 500-1.
But that's my point, is like, if he's 500-1, Kyler Murray, it's the same thing. Like, Kyler Murray is not getting benched for Clayton Tune. At least, I mean, it's.
Now, here's one. Okay, so I mean,
these are just stupid.
Let me get to the one that I think is of good value.
Okay.
Not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, for value purposes, we're going through these. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Kirk Cousins is 28-1.
There's
value. And
there.
Sitting right behind him is Michael Penix Jr. Some thinking that they haven't played him in the preseason because he looks that good.
Yep.
I happen to think Michael Penix is a freaking stud and will prove that eventually. And that's why Atlanta took him, even though they had Kirk Cousins.
That's the best.
And if Cousins, I mean, the Cousins, if he struggles even a little.
Yes.
And Cousins is good. I like Cousins. Mm-hmm. But if he struggles even a little, or they aren't winning, can you imagine the calls for Penix?
Dude, that is the, and you said it's 20.
28-1.
The best value anywhere on that list is right there. 100%. I think Cousins is 34, 35, something like that. Coming off an Achilles injury, haven't seen him play, and a guy who played one half of a preseason game, and they said he looked good enough, and they sat him down. He's an older guy. It's a great offense. You should be winning that division. I can 100% see that if Cousins comes out and struggles, let's say, you know, 4 out of the first 6 weeks, and they get off to a stumbling start where they're 2-4. 100% could see a scenario where they go to Michael Penix. So there's value there. What was the Kyler Murray one?
He's 25-1.
So you're telling me that whoever came up with this horse bleep list is saying that that basically those things are on par.
Yes.
That Clayton Tune and Kyler Murray, that's kind of the same thing?
These are the odds.
No,
they were sent right to my email. They are from sportsbetting.ag.
Yeah. By the way, Lamar Jackson with a designed quarterback run for about 15 yards on a first down. He's got those fresh legs.
Yeah, they're milking the clock, keeping the Chiefs offense off the field.
Should. But this is where the mobile quarterback right here, this is where when Lamar is fresh, this is why he's the most dangerous weapon in football. It's just here. Because you can't account for the quarterback in the run game. It's a true difference maker.
So I'm looking at the list of other guys.
Yeah.
Herbert, 50-1. Jordan Love, 50-1. Oh, right next. So sandwiched. So Kirk Cousins. The Kirk Cousins sandwich is Kyler Murray, 25-1.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins, 28-1. Dak, 33-1. For Cooper Rush.
For Cooper Rush.
Right. It's like.
Cool.
That's crazy.
By the way, now they're just running Lamar now consistently on these design quarterback runs, and they're gashing the Chiefs. By the way,
I want to do that in the playoffs. So.
Yeah. Save them up for that one. So Deshaun Watson. you know, when he signed his deal, it was the largest in NFL history. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 He is now the 10th highest paid quarterback.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it goes fast.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4
Yeah. Yeah, he's at 46 per year. Now, to be fair, I mean, Kyler Murray's 46, 100,000, because when Murray signed his, he wanted a little bit more per year than Watson. But, I mean, when Deshaun Watson signed that, and it's still the most guaranteed money, I mean, they $230 million, and they guaranteed it all, and no one else has done that. But it's crazy at the time. People were like, oh, my God, 46. And since then, Murray, Hurts, Jackson, Herbert, Goff, Tua, Lawrence, Love, Burrow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
All higher.
All right. Are we, I'm losing track here. Are we a break behind Schultzy?
We are. We got to, we got to clear.
Damn it.
For the club.
Damn it.
Touchdown, Ravens.
Ravens up 6-0.
Kalen Clark is wide.
More importantly, Derrick Henry with a touchdown because someone here has MVP odds on him. Let's go, Derrick.
Yep, looks like a lock.
I love
after
it.
After the first drive of the
That's
season.
That's right.
Proclamation, Ravens Super Bowl champs.
And Derrick Henry with 22 touchdowns and money for Big Suki.
And Patrick Mahomes benched for Carson Wentz.
Yes.
500-1
Or Bailey Zappi.
Oh, yeah, he's there.
He's on the practice squad.
All right, we got to take a break. It is Isaac and Suk on the Fan. Yeah, all right, well, we're out of sports time. We got to move on to goof-off time.
Sports!
Pub beer, cheap fun. But hey, somebody texted the Vancouver Ford text line. They said, I don't know. So we're about at that point where you still say golf for goff, but we just don't say anything. No more because it is what it is.
Oh, for God's sake!
Or anymore because it is what it is.
Look.
He's not very grammatically correct there, but...
I'm sorry.
He's right. I mean, he's right. No. I heard it. You said golf again. And
Jared Goff.
But in my head, I was well, there's no reason to call it out anymore because it's just getting old.
Here's the problem with this. I understand that sometimes I will say golf. Get it.
I mean, all the time.
Because like Troy Aikman does it too. It's pretty simple. Like
golf.
Happens a lot. But here's the problem is that there's plenty of times that I say golf and you still, people will still, I will never say it where someone's like, oh, I can sit here and say it as correctly as possible, and there'll still be 9 dumbasses, including you, that'll be like, oh, did you say golf?
Yeah.
No.
See, golf. This is why we don't call it out, because you get defensive.
You guys are morons.
Look, it's a strange denial. We all hear it. It's an odd thing to deny,
The last two times, did you hear it?
I did, and that's why...
Just now, you think I said...
No, when you said it before.
Oh, that's possible, but...
No, it is. You did, and I didn't call it out, and it's exactly what this guy is saying, is that we're just... We're over it. It is what it is.
Yeah,
you can't say it. You know,
I just said it twice in a row.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
See, this is my point. You will still be like, oh, maybe it was close.
God.
Oh, my God. It
You're
was
so
close.
Butt hurt.
Golf.
Jared Goff.
I think there are some people that are going to look at this and scoff, but...
Jared
Look,
Goff.
It's okay. I can't say pencil.
Jared Goff. Jared Goff.
I say pencil.
Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Jared Goff.
We're fighting in here.
Those are all golfs.
Are you okay, Schultzy?
I'm good. Do I need to come and separate you two?
No.
I mean, I can't say some names either.
Being a little bitch.
I said it 10 times in a row. Would you like it 11?
Yes.
Yeah. Golf. See, and now
12.
There's where you're like,
it's close.
You're like, oh,
it's close.
It's close. It's close. It drives me nuts.
I mean, I can barely say Adebayo, so I think I got it right that time.
Adebayo?
I always say Abadayo instead. Like, I've had probably 3 emails from Boss Man now. Just be like, yo, it's Abadayo.
Does he say that? Does he say yo?
It's not Abadayo.
Exactly. It's Adebayo.
Adebayo.
But every time I've said it on a sports update, I say it opposite.
I'll tell you, the one that gets me, and it's not one, it's all of them, and it's not the Jared Goff, Polynesian names.
Dude, well, I don't even try.
The Polynesian names are just mother bears.
Like Uyunglele?
See, that I actually think is one of the easier ones. I mean, dude, there's just the kid at Tennessee, I'm like...
Ooh, touchdown Chiefs.
Ooh. Touchdown Chiefs. Yeah,
Wait,
there's
who's
just...
that guy?
What?
Who is that? Is that... oh, that's Worthy.
The Worthy score?
Yeah.
Number
Young
one.
Young kid, let's go.
The rookie. 5 plays, 67 yards, Tutty.
Too easy.
Let's go.
The Ravens suck.
Oh, by the way, the kickoff, they got it out to the 33. So now what?
Now you're kicking into the end zone.
Can't give them the extra 3 yards?
No, it's ridiculous.
Well, I can't wait till Sunday night when the Lions play. So we can make fun of you. All right. The club is next. We have the top 20 Oregon landmarks. Yes. Now, this popped up because a bear was swimming around in Crater Lake.
That was adorable, by the way.
And I was feeling a little insecure about having not visited Crater Lake until 15 years into my, well, really 20 years into my Oregon career here.
Yeah.
And I've only been there the one time. How many of the Oregon landmarks have we been to?
And this is from internet. Actually, this is from Oregon Live.
I feel like I've been to all of them, with Crater Lake being the last one.
You have not been to all of them, I guarantee it.
All right, so we'll get to that coming up next. And then we talk Hell's Angels. I will be the new PR person for the Hell's Angels. I am putting my logo on. I'm putting their logo on my golf bag.
I don't think you want that.
I'm going to rep them. I'm going to be the guy putting out their press releases for them. The club is next on The Fan.